I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
It's almost 2 a.m. and I've received a call from a factory up in Cater Ridge on the R103. The security guard called me. I said I had 2 missed calls, so obviously it took him some effort in waking me up. So the security guard phoned me and he said there's a python on the property. He's saying it's too big, maybe 3 meters. I hope he's right. Haven't had a python call in about 2 months, so I hope I'm not going there for a 1 meter long brown house snake, but it doesn't sound like it, so I'm quite excited. Despite the excitement, I have had to stop past the petrol station for some sugar just to wake me up. Still a bit sleepy, but driving at this time is so nice. There's just no one on the roads. I think I've seen like 2 cars. So the python's apparently, it sounds like in some long grass. But on the property, they're watching it. They can still see it. They're all stressed. So I said to him, just keep watching it, please. Just try not to lose sight of it. He said it's moving very slowly, which is great. So hopefully that doesn't change. And yeah, I'm really hoping I find it. There are a few pythons in that area. I know people that have caught pythons on that road, but it's the first for me. So, yeah, pythons are always special. You know, it's the Southern African python, South Africa's largest snake. So it's an icon of this country. And they are protected species. Unfortunately, so many people kill them for food or for traditional medicine, which is all illegal. So, as I say, it's always a treat. It's always special. It's a privilege. They're definitely one of my favourite snakes. I love getting calls for them. They're so impressive, such a massive snake. And they are so incredibly powerful. People don't realise how powerful a python is. Well, some people think that the snake from Anaconda, the movie, and that it's going to strangle you. So whenever I go to grab one, people are horrified. Onlookers, they usually think, wow, he's going to get suffocated. But yeah, of course, they're not like that. Our pythons can give a really nasty bite. Their mouth are full of hook-like teeth. So if it bites you, oof, it's nasty. Really nasty bite. It rips you open. But it doesn't suffocate you. It doesn't try and eat you. I mean, a 3-meter python's not going to eat you. So it's not like I go to python calls worried that I'm going to end up in the stomach of a python. I've got to just be careful it doesn't bite me. But thankfully, there's no venom, so it can rip you open, but it can't kill you, and that's the main thing. That's always the main thing. Yeah, we'll see. I'm not too far now. Fortunately, it's not a very long drive. I just hope they keep watching it.
Hello. Where am I going?
Okay, come through.
Oh, this is where it all happens. Oh, I've got to put on the costume.
How are you, man?
Hello.
It looks like a rock pattern.
Movie. Oh, nice. Well done.
What is it? Rock
python? It's a rock python. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at python.
Very cool.
Hey, he's big, eh?
He's a big one.
He's very timid, eh? No.
Come on. What? Look at this.
There he goes, there.
Yeah. That's a beaut, eh? Every time I see them, I just can't believe how beautiful they are.
Yeah, they are.
Stunning snakes.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. See the boat.
Hey. What do you want to get his head?
Yeah. Well, that was really cool. The guys were watching it just as I'd asked. There were about 3 security guards watching, employees were watching it. And they were calm. They weren't panicking, worried it was going to eat them. They were relaxed, just watching it with a torch. They'd apparently been watching it for 3 hours. They'd phoned, I think, management. And management said they'll call someone out in the morning. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, it's exciting seeing a python, but watching a python for like 5 hours is going to get a bit boring. Plus, also, the snake could disappear. So I'm glad they called in, they did. Most snake catchers operate 24/7, so
like me, I'll go out anytime. If you're going to phone me at 2 in the morning, you're going to have to probably phone me 2 or 3 times. But yeah, it was moving slowly. It was initially moving along the wall. Then when I got there, it was crossing over a small embankment that was covered in long grass. And you could just see it slithering through the grass. It was really an awesome sight. I love seeing pythons. They're just so beautiful and so impressive. As I said earlier, it's South Africa's biggest snake. And I've seen them, it's just amazing. So yeah, I was slithering slowly along, just... I don't know where to go, really. I mean, I don't know how long it's been in there. There's walls all around. There is a wetland in there. Perhaps I've been living in there for a little while. But there's not much prey. Like, I was asking the guys there, do you have animals here? Like, but there's nothing. He's probably been living on water birds. So anyway, I walked up alongside it. I was standing right next to its head. It wasn't doing anything. Sometimes they can be quite defensive. But yeah, I was just carrying on with life. It wasn't bothered by me. And then I just slowly grabbed its head. No problems at all, no troubles. Slowly grabbed its head. And then, like, immediately it didn't, like, react. But then, like, a few seconds, then it did try and pull back, pull out of my grip. Put up a little bit of a fight, well, a struggle, but nothing major. I mean, and I could see it was very underweight. It's about 3 meters long. But it's very underweight. It's not looking very healthy at all. Which is always a bit concerning. Maybe it had been in there for too long and just didn't have prey. Or maybe it's sick, it's got some parasites. So what I'll do in the morning is I'll inform Isimvelo, KZN Wildlife, of it. And then they'll probably tell me to take it to dangerous creatures at Ishaka Marine World, which I'll do anyway. And the veterinary team there are so good. They... always ready and willing to treat my patients. They'll give it a health check. They'll x-ray it. They'll check for parasites. If there are parasites, well, wild snakes generally do have some parasites, but this one could have a bit too many. So they can treat that. And they can just check that it's healthy and maybe it's just a lack of food. And then we'll take it to a suitable release site and they'll give it a good home where there's animals. We're not going to release it where there's people or people's chickens, but we'll release it in a safe place for it. So, I mean, anyway, it's better than that place. Although, I mean, it's a nice little wetland, but she's a 3 meter python, it's not going to fill its stomach. The one guy there said he saw them throwing stones at a smaller snake. So while they were watching this one, they saw two other snakes while following the path, and they encountered two other snakes, just small ones, probably herald snakes or brown water snakes. They're throwing stones at the one, so he shouted at them for that, but other than that, they were okay, which is the main thing. It's awful when you go and the people have injured the snake, you know, it's not nice. So, yeah, I'm going to, what's the time now? 3 a.m. I'm going to see if I can get some sleep. In fact, I know I'm going to get some sleep because I can feel I'm going to sleep. I'll get about 3 hours sleep and then maybe we'll have some calls today. Who knows? Yeah, I don't mind being woken up at this time for something like that. That was really special.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.